Calling Me Bad was a very, very vocally talented boy band in the 1990s. But after the failure of his next three albums, they lost momentum. So what happened since the 1990s ended? Today I'm going to be discussing their history and where they're now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. The group consisted of Brian Abrams, Kevin Thornton, Mark Calderon, and Sam Waters. Thornton and Abrams became friends in junior high school, while Waters and Calderon became friends in grade school. The four met in the mid-1980s while attending Northwest Classen High School in Oklahoma City. They were all members of the school choir. They originally formed in 1985 as Take One but changed their name to Color Me Bad to avoid confusion with an a cappella band named Take Six. Waters selected the name after a horse at the racetrack named Color Me Bad. They aimed to be a vocal group in the vein of New Edition and New Kids on the Block. They first performed together at a school talent show influenced by doo-wop a cappella groups of the past, such as Sam Cooke, The Temptations, and The Four Tops. The group came up with a plan to spontaneously audition for any big name acts playing in Oklahoma City. They met Robert Bell of Cool the Gang on May 27th of 1987. While they were in Oklahoma City for a performance, they auditioned for him and he introduced them to his then road manager, Adil Bayan, who would become the band's manager and convinced them to move to New York City to pursue a record deal. They also sang for Huey Lewis and the News, Sheila E. and Ronnie Milsap. Open for Tony Tone in Oklahoma City in 1988. One new in 1989, Thornton saw Jon Bon Jovi in a movie theater and called the other band members to join him. They waited for him to leave the theater and then sang the 1961 doo-wop hit Daddy's Home in a cappella for him. Bon Jovi invited them to be his band's opening act the following night to perform in front of 20,000 audience members. They moved to New York City in September of 1989. In 1990, they bumped into Tony Tone, who got them into the Ace Cap Awards. There, Call Me Bad approached producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and started singing for them. The producers advised that, being a multicultural group, they write a half English, half Spanish song. They wrote I Adore Me More back in Oklahoma City with their producer and friend, Hamza Lee. Jive Records executive Cassandra Mills heard a tape of the band singing this song and they were signed to Giant on August 11th of 1990. After signing the group, Mills asked producer Dr. Freeze for a song for Call Me Brad to record for the new Jack City soundtrack, similar to Do Me by Belle Biv and DeVoe. Freeze offered I Wanna Sex You Up, which will become their debut single released on March 2nd, 1991. The song wasn't originally intended to be a single and had been turned down by other acts including Belle Biv and DeVoe, Keith Sweat, and Christopher Williams. The biggest hit on the new Jack City soundtrack. It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and hit number 1 on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs chart. Due to the popularity, Giant Records wanted Call Me Bad to record an album. At the time, they only had 4 or 5 finished songs. They were flown to Los Angeles to work in the studio recording the album for about 2 or 3 weeks. Their debut album, CMB, was released on July 23rd that year. It would go over to sell 6 million copies worldwide and become certified triple platinum in the US, spending 77 weeks on the Billboard 200 and peaking at number 3. I Wanna Sex You Up was included on the album. The follow-up single, I Adore Me More, hit number 1 on the Hot 100 and on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs charts. All For Love hit number 1 on the Hot 100, Thinking Back reached number 16 on the Hot 100 and number 31 on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs, and Slow Motion reached number 18 on the Hot 100. Call Me Bad performed at the 1991 Smash Hit Poll Winners Awards in the UK, winning the Best New Group trophy. They won the Best R&B Slash Soul Single and R&B and Soul Song of the Year in the group band duo categories for I Wanna Sex You Up at the 6th Annual Soul Train Music Awards. They were nominated for Best New Artist and Best R&B Performance by Duo Group with Vocal for I Wanna Sex You Up at 1992 Grammys. They won Favorite Soul Slash R&B Single at the 1992 American Music Awards. They were also nominated for that category for I Adore Me and More. They were also nominated for Favorite Pop Slash Rock Band Slash Duo Group, Favorite Pop Slash Rock Single, Favorite Pop Slash Rock New Artist, and Favorite Soul Slash R&B New Artist at the 1992 American Music Awards. They even opened up for Paula Abdul on her 1991 tour, singing some of their set a cappella. The New York Times described the group as somewhere between George Michael's pop soul and the group dynamics of the Temptations. At the halftime of Super Bowl XXVI between the Washington Redskins and the Buffalo Bills on January 26, 1992, they performed I Wanna Sex You Up in Living Color as part of Fox's Cal Program special Live from Hollywood football theme edition of the show. The group made a cameo appearance on the second season of Beverly Hills 90210. The episode evolved around Call Me Bad, beginning with a clip of Adore Me and More music video. Later in the episode, the 90210 gang stinks out the Bel Air Motel in hopes of meeting the group, and Kelly visits their penthouse suite. She invites them to join her at the Peach Pit, where they serenade the gang a cappella. On November 24, 1992, they released a remix album entitled Young, Gifted, and Bad, The Remixes, and contained the single Forever Love, which reached number 15 on the Hot 100, and was also featured on the Mo Money soundtrack. The remix album peaked at number 189 on the Billboard 200. In November 1993, they released their second studio album, Time and Chance, an ambitious project with 19 new tracks. The album represented a shift in musical style for the group, working with producers such as David Foster, DJ Pooh, and Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis. It was more soulful funky than their previous album, which lacked a cohesive sound. With the music industry at the time embracing grunge music and West Coast hip-hop, it was difficult for the brand to reach the same success on the singles charts as they had done before, and they started to lose momentum. The album peaked at number 56 on the Billboard 200, spending 17 weeks on the chart. Ice Cube directed the music video for the lead single, the title track Time and Chance, which peaked at number 23 on the Hot 100 and number 9 on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs charts. The follow-up single, Choose, also peaked at number 23 on the Hot 100. The group reemerged in 1996 with their third studio album, Now and Forever. Producers including Narada, Michael Walden, Babyface, John B., and Boyz II Men's Nathan Morris. It reached number 113 on the Billboard 200, spending 14 weeks on the chart and eventually going platinum. It reached number 1 in Japan and only released one hit single, The Earth, The Sun, The Rain, which peaked at number 21 on the Hot 100, remaining on the chart for 22 weeks, and reached number 69 on the Hot R&B / Hip Hop Songs chart. The second single, Sexual Capacity, was a minor hit. It appeared on the soundtrack of Danny Moore's movie film Striptease. The song was produced and co-written by Robert Thicke under the name Rob Thicke. Album sales for Now and Forever weren't as strong as their previous albums, and the group was released from the contract with Giant to sign with Epic Records. After moving to Epic under Sony Music Entertainment, the fourth studio album, Awakening, was released on July 28, 1998. Behind Sony head Tommy Mottola, the label Choose will remember when as the next single, Abrams and Calderon disliked that choice. The song peaked at number 48 in the Hot 100. Around this time, he had developed an alcohol problem, and the group was beginning to fall apart. The newly married Kevin decides to leave the band to pursue the ministry, and Warren's wanting to go off on his own to write and produce. With Abrams and Calderon as the only remaining members, the group has split up. Kevin left the group in October 1998 to pursue the ministry. He became a licensed minister and has since served as an evangelist, youth pastor, and worship leader at his home church, Without Walls Church, in Fort Worth, Texas. He operates Kevin Thorin Ministries in Texas. In 2008, he released a solo album, Conversions, blending contemporary hip-hop slash rap with gospel and soul music. Sam pursued a career as a record producer, achieving success producing songs for Jessica Simpson, Celine Dion, Fantasia, Anastasia, Natasha Bedingfield, Kelly Clarkson, 98 Degrees, Blake Lewis, and others. Wars is a member of the production songwriting team The Runaways, which also includes Rico Love, Wayne Wilkins, Ryan Tedder, and Louis Bianchello. He married R&B singer and former American Idol contestant Tamara Gray in 2006. Mark Calderon worked with artists such as Steve Brock, whose 2002 remake of All For Love reached number one on Disney charts, and with IPV, who is signed with Wright Entertainment and has songs played at television series House and Night Rider. In 1992, he married Lisa Smedley Calderon, who was formerly the group's fashion stylist. In 2001, Brian Abrams released a solo album titled Welcome to Me. In 2007, he co-starred in the VH1 reality TV series Mission Man Band, which also included former band members such as Jeff Timmons of 98 Degrees, Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, and Rich Cronin of Life Funky Ones, see if they could make it as a new group, but the show was canceled after 7 episodes. After being approached by Violet J and Shaggy 2 Dope, Abrams co-wrote and recorded an appearance on the Insane Clown Posse song Truth Dare, which was released on the compilations of Psychopathers from Outer Space 3 2007 and Featuring Freshness 2011. In 2010, he wrote 3 songs for Kool & the Gang, singing lead in all 3 tracks. On August 2nd, 2000, Jive Records released the compilation album The Best of Calling Me Bad. In July 2010, the group reemerged as a duo consisting of Brian and Mark. They headlined a concert in Hawaii, which also featured All For One and Shy. Later that year, Kevin rejoined Call Me Bad. In early 2012, Calderon and Abrams collaborated with the Insane Clown Posse on the song Gal Rabo's Soft Beep R&B remix. Don't mind that because there's a cuss word in one of the paragraphs. Anyway, on the Mighty Pop bonus CD called Mikey Clark's Extra Pop Emporium, credited to St. Cloud Posse and Color Me Bad, the song features Abrams and Calderon and was also co-written by the duo. In June 2013, they released Skywalking, their first song in nearly 15 years. August 16th of 2013, Abrams announced his departure from Color Me Bad through a post on his website. The group continued on with only Calderon and Thorin. Abrams was replaced with Mark Kember, who was previously a member of AZ1. Call Me Bad performed with the lineup of Calderon, Thorin, and Kember at the 2014 BET Awards.